Program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Los Angeles, between 500,000 and 1 million people filled the streets Saturday to protest the new anti-immigration bill, H.R. 4457. The Los Angeles Times reports it was possibly the largest gathering in the city's history. One local Spanish language TV station in Los Angeles put the crowd total at over 2 million people. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa address the crowd in Spanish.
De la reforma migratoria, pero no en criminalizar a nuestros hijos.
Villaraigosa, who is the city's first Latino mayor, said we're in favor of an immigration reform, but not in criminalizing our children. The House of Representatives has already approved legislation that would criminalize 11 million undocumented immigrants and make it a crime for priests, nuns, health care workers, and other social workers to offer them help. Other large immigrant-led protests occurred throughout the country. 50,000 people took to the streets of Denver. 20,000 rallied in Phoenix in what may have been the city's largest protest ever. In Atlanta, 70,000 immigrant workers took part in a work stoppage on Friday. Other protests occurred in New York, Charlotte, Dallas, Sacramento. In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to begin debating the Senate version of the immigration bill today. In Iraq, at least 40 people have died after a suicide bomber attacked a U.S. and Iraqi military base near the cities of Mosul and Tal Afar. U.S. officials said the bomb exploded in an Iraqi police recruiting center at the base and that no Americans were killed. The attack comes just days after President Bush cited Tal Afar as an example of a successful city in Iraq. He described it as a, quote, free city that gives reason for hope for a free Iraq. Meanwhile, conflicting reports are coming out of Baghdad over a U.S.-backed raid that killed about 17 supporters of the Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Iraqi police say U.S. troops raided a Shiite mosque. One eyewitness described the attack like this.
American and Iraqi forces came after prayers with some other people and opened fire. Local residents came to the mosque when they saw what was happening. Around 17 people were dead.
The dead included the mosque's 80-year-old imam. The U.S. military has said none of its troops entered the mosque, but admitted U.S. special forces were at the scene advising Iraqi troops. Earlier in the day, a mortar shell nearly hit Muqtada al-Sadr's home in the southern holy city of Najaf. Meanwhile, officials in Bakuba are investigating the beheading of 30 men. Their bodies were discovered on Sunday. In the Kurdish area of Iraq, a court has sentenced a writer to 18 months in prison for publicly criticizing the Kurdish leader, Masoud Barzani. The Iraqi-born writer, Kamal Karim Kadir, was arrested last fall and charged with threatening the national security of Kurdistan. Here in this country, in Hurricane Katrina news, FEMA has broken a promise to reopen four multi-million-dollar no-bid contracts awarded to politically connected companies. Shortly after the hurricane hit, FEMA gave major no-bid contracts to Bechtel, Shaw Group, Fluor, and the company CH2M Hill. FEMA vowed to rebid the contracts after legislators criticized the no-bid contracts because two of the companies had close political ties to the White House. The Shaw Group's lobbyist, Joe Albaugh, he is the former director of FEMA and a personal friend of President Bush. The CEO of Bechtel, Riley. Bechtel previously served on Bush's Export Council. Meanwhile, it's been revealed that when First Lady Barbara Bush donated money for Hurricane Katrina evacuees in Houston, her donation came with specific instructions. Part of it had to be spent on buying educational software from her son Neil Bush's company, Ignite Learning. Former President Bush's chief of staff, Gene Becker, defended the donation, saying, quote, Mrs. Bush wanted to do something specifically for education and specifically for the thousands of students flooding into the Houston schools. officials. A week after Katrina hit, Barbara Bush was criticized after she told the radio show Marketplace that the relocation to Houston was, quote, working very well for some of those forced out of New Orleans since they were already underprivileged. And in New Orleans, residents are rallying for the city to reopen Charity Hospital, the city's only level one trauma center. The public hospital has been closed since Hurricane Katrina caused massive flooding that ruined the hospital's electrical system. On Saturday, about 100 doctors, former patients, and other residents held a rally outside the hospital. Questions are now being raised as to whether Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia should recuse himself from an upcoming case about the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. Newsweek's reporting, Scalia recently gave a speech in Switzerland where he dismissed the idea that detainees have rights under the U.S. Constitution or international conventions. During the speech, Scalia said he was, quote, astounded at the hypocritical reaction in Europe to Guantanamo. Scalia said, quote, war is war, and it is never been the case that when you captured a combatant, you have to give them a jury trial in your civil courts, he said. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court scheduled to hear arguments in a case that'll decide whether the Bush administration can try Guantanamo prisoners in special military tribunals. 2 years ago, Scalia recused himself from a case about the Pledge of Allegiance after he made public comments about the issue. In Argentina, thousands gathered this weekend to condemn the 30th anniversary of the U.S.-backed coup that resulted in the deaths and disappearances of tens of thousands. This is Marta Vasquez of the Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo.
Las madres estamos aquí con ustedes.
The mothers are here with you, the people, and we will continue to be with you in this fight until we know what happened to each and every one of our children. What was their final destiny? Who gave the order? Who executed it? Because it's the least we could demand to know.
Meanwhile, newly declassified documents reveal that then-Secretary of State Henry Kissinger ordered immediate U.S. support for the military junta shortly after it seized power. According to the minutes of one meeting, Kissinger said, quote, I do want to encourage them. I don't want to give the sense that they're harassed by the United States. Kissinger said this even though his own top deputy in Latin America was predicting Argentina would face, quote, a fair amount of repression and probably a good deal of blood under the new regime. In addition, State Department cables show U.S. officials had prior knowledge of coup plotting. More than a week before the coup, the commander of the Argentine Navy requested the U.S. Embassy recommend public relations firms inside the United States, which would work for the future military junta. In news from Africa, calls are increasing for Nigeria to detain and arrest former Liberian President Charles Taylor, who's been indicted for war crimes. On Saturday, Nigeria's President Obasanjo said he would allow Liberia to take custody of Taylor, but no details were released on how or when this would happen. The Liberian government said Sunday Taylor could be sent directly to the UN-backed War Crimes Tribunal in Sierra Leone. Taylor has lived in Nigeria since 2003 when he stepped down as Liberia's president. Obasanjo is traveling to Washington Tuesday and is expected to meet with President Bush. Here in this country, in South Dakota, a petition drive has been launched to overturn the state's new ban on abortion. The South Dakota Campaign for Healthy Families is aiming to collect enough signatures to bring the abortion question to a statewide referendum in November. South Dakota's governor recently signed legislation making the state the first to ban women from receiving abortions except in cases where it'll save a woman's life. Under the law, doctors will face up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine for performing an illegal abortion. Former Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff is expected to soon be subpoenaed to answer questions about the mob-style killing of Gus Bulis in 2001. Months before the killing, Abramoff and a partner bought the Sun Cruise casinos from Bulis. Abramoff has never been charged in the killing, but a lawyer for one of the men accused of the crime wants to question Abramoff in court. In France, students and union activists are preparing for a national strike Tuesday to protest the new national law that makes it easier for employers to fire young workers. And in labor news, farm workers from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers have launched a 17-city tour to call on the fast food restaurant McDonald's to give tomato pickers better wages and improve working conditions. The tour comes just a year after the Immokalee workers led a successful boycott of Taco Bell. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.